City Rev Life podcast. My name is Pastor Roby, and we have a special guest with us. You guys don't know who this is. It's brand new. His name is Pastor Justin Chavez.
Yes.
And welcome, Pastor Justin.
Yeah. What is it you guys do here?
This is the City Rev Life podcast.
Oh, wow.
We're a church called City Rev, and we have
people
on.
What a great name.
It's a great name.
I like that name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Revealing Jesus revolutionizes the city. And so we have guests on from time to time, which is why you're here.
Yeah.
To
I think this is my first time as a guest.
It is your first time as a guest.
I know.
And this is for Hot Takes. So what Hot Takes is we don't know what's in this envelope right here is a question that we have to answer. But before, just give us a little update. How are the Chades family? Can we just get a quick...
Chades family's good. Everybody's doing well. We have been now, I think it's been a few months at this point.
Yes.
I don't know when you're watching this or listening to this, but it's been a huge blessing. We serve at really a sister church of City Revs over in Hollywood now. And Amy and the children, they're all doing wonderful. And so we're just grateful. It's good to be here.
Awesome. Well, we love you and miss you guys, but glad you're doing
and
great.
And I miss you. So this is really special.
And miss the whole Chades clan. But without further ado, we have a hot take to do.
Okay.
So we've got to read this question. I have no idea what this is going to say. You have no idea what this is going to say, but we're going to answer it.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. All right. Is it okay to leave your church staff for another church? Yes. I would like to know that. Is it okay to leave your church staff? Is this really the question, people? Is that actually the question? We're being pranked.
Oh, my word.
They're pranking us with this. I want it before we go on. Are we getting another question? Before we go on, I'd like an answer to this.
Okay. The answer is it is wrong and ungodly to ever do such a thing. And any person who does is just.
I did not have anything to do with that. No. Hey, you know what? Each person. No, I didn't. Each person is called to follow God, and you do not belong to City Rev. You belong to Jesus. And Amen. I affirm Jesus called you on the HCC. I don't have to like it, but I affirm that he did. And and look, we're still partners in the ministry doing a hot take, but we reserve the right to roast you for that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
All right. The real question, why Christianity over any other religion? Other religion? How is it more logical?
Ooh, logical. Yeah.
Why Christianity?
Aren't you doing something like faith and logic right now?
We are doing faith and logic right now. Why Christianity over any other religion? How is it more logical?
Oh, that's a great question. So is my job to answer the question best I can?
We can both answer it,
okay.
But I like to, as the host, give you space to answer it first, which then gives me time to think.
Okay, perfect. So the way that I would start by answering it is start with the unique claim that Christians have that's very different from any other religion. So any other religion, the founder of the religion is some figure, somebody who receives some revelation. They are selling a particular path to life, a particular way of living that leads to nirvana, their version of heaven or what's ultimately good and wonderful. Christianity has a unique claim in that what we believe as followers of Jesus is that God himself came in the flesh to humanity. Mm-hmm. There's a unique claim that that is made in Scripture that God revealed himself through his son Jesus, and that Jesus lived, he died, and the claim that's at the center of it all is that he rose from the dead. So to answer the question succinctly, why Christianity over any other religion, I would say from a logical perspective, I would go straight to Jesus' incarnation, life, death, and resurrection, because at the center of Christianity is not whether or not you can disprove whether or not this way of life, this list of rules leads to something after you die. The Christian gospel, the Christian message can be evaluated, rise and fall, on the veracity of what Jesus did. Did he rise from the dead? Did he not? And so maybe you can pick it up from there and just talk through.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that, and I would agree. I think one of the ways we sometimes think about it is all religions are the same in that they're all providing a way to try and get to heaven or to get saved or to be to achieve
enlightenment, whatever the word is.
They're all different paths up the mountain. But Christianity is set apart from that in that it says you cannot be good enough to get to heaven. And it requires God to come down to us.
Right.
So it's the unique in that it is God coming down to humanity.
Yeah.
He like imagine a God humbling himself for us and sacrificing himself. That is just utterly unique about Christianity.
Yeah.
And so part of the logic, I think, is twofold. One is in any other religion, then you never know for sure.
Yeah, you can't have assurance.
You can't have assurance because you, have I done enough good? If from a Buddhist, well, certain strands of Buddhism, did I kind of pull away from the world and pull away from pleasure enough? You know, did I follow the Ten Commandments well good enough? Did I follow the five pillars of the faith or whatever from different religions? Whatever it may be, did I do enough to get saved? Well, Christianity is the only one that can provide logically a definitive answer and not leave me kind of in moral suspense.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, it's not up to how good I am, how religious I am, if I'm affiliated correctly. It's up to the work that Jesus did, and I just have to have faith in that.
Yeah.
And then that then leads us to another part of it that I think you're also right on is, whereas it, in the other religions, there's not really a way to kind of logically set it apart from other ones necessarily, because if it's just different moral and religious options, what's to say this branch of Hinduism is more legitimate than this branch of Jainism? You know, what's to say one is more true than the other? Whereas really the gospel comes down to one moment. If Jesus rose from the dead, that's like a domino that just kind of everything else.
Right.
Because that means everything, if Jesus rose from the dead and nobody's done that before, that means that what he said was true. And what he said is, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
So then that gives us a logical, a single logical thing to stand on.
Yeah.
Is from for the veracity of the Christian faith.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the, to pick it up on that logical side, you'll be hard pressed to find anybody who doesn't believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was a real person.
Right.
He was a historical figure. There's way too much evidence. It's really hard to find anyone who doesn't think he was real. Yeah. The question is.
Yeah. Ancient historians from that era talk about Jesus.
Right. So the question is, are Jesus's claims about himself, did his resurrection happen? And I think if you look at the history leading up to that time, you know, 0 to 33 AD or so, if you look at the history leading up to that time, the Romans who were in power, and what took place leading up to the events of Jesus' death, which there's a lot of historians believe Jesus died, many believe he died by crucifixion. The dispute is over what happened in those 3 days. That's really what it all boils down to. But what we know happened after those 3 days is that Christianity spread like wildfire throughout the Roman Empire based on the claim that Jesus rose from the dead.
Yes.
And so the question that really, if we're trying to evaluate this from a logical perspective, is what best explains the events leading up to Jesus's death and then what happened after his death? What do you fill in the gap within those 3 days to explain a group of a few people on the margins who were poor, who did not have any political power, taking the message of Jesus all throughout the Roman Empire to major cities, proclaiming the message that God has come in the flesh?
Yes.
And that he was crucified, he rose from the dead, and we saw him.
Yes.
What best explains the rapid expansion of Christianity and those disciples willing to go to their death based on that claim? And what we as Christians would say, the best explanation is what the New Testament teaches.
Yes. Yeah. So to I think that's great. So to recap, it's not disputed historically that there was an actual person named Jesus.
Yep.
It's not really disputed that he was crucified. It's not disputed that Christianity spread like wildfire in the first generation.
Yep.
And it's not disputed historically that they claimed that Jesus rose from the dead.
Yep.
And resurrection from the dead was as absurd then as it is now. So it's not just like,
they looking for that.
They were not looking for that. And even in the book of Acts, when they heard the resurrection, they thought that was insane. So like that was as absurd then as, I mean, they saw dead people. It's not like they didn't know what death was. It was as absurd then. So then we're left with only a few options as to what happened. And something radical had happened, because to your point, it's also not disputed that this first and subsequent generations went to their death declaring it.
Yeah.
So one is they died for a lie. And this is this is not just something we're making up. This is kind of the classic options. Yeah. One is they died for a lie. Mm-hmm. That seems highly, highly unlikely that people would die for a lie by the hundreds that gained nothing.
Yeah.
Gain nothing from it. So you don't die from you die for maybe a lie if you're going to gain something, but they gained nothing from it.
Or you die for a religious claim you believe in, but not necessarily, you don't die for an event you claim you witnessed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can die for something that you thought was right, but isn't. Yeah. But you're not going to intentionally lie and gain nothing from it. I mean, cult leaders all the time throughout history have made up stuff and have gained a harem from it, or gained wealth, or gained power. These people lost everything. All those things. Yeah, they lost all those things. So it can't be a lie. The other option is it could be they were mistaken, but their claim was we saw him.
Yep.
So they actually saw him alive. So and we know there has to be an empty tomb, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was very contested in ancient Judaism and ancient Rome. So if it was contested, you could just go to the tomb. Rome
knew where the movement in its tracks.
Yes,
here's the body.
Exactly. Rome knew what it was, where the body was. So, but there had to be an empty tomb. So the options are they didn't steal it, because that'd been a lie. No one could produce the body. So you're down to two really fundamental options. One, he resuscitated to a degree, or two, he actually rose from the dead, and in the way that they claimed. Mm. The challenge with him resuscitating to a degree is it doesn't really hold up to science. Mm-hmm. He dies by crucifixion, one of the worst forms of torture, and then is put in a tomb where it's sealed by a stone. You cannot resuscitate to a degree that is impressive enough to start a movement.
On the claim you conquered death.
Exactly.
If you can miraculous, and there's no record of people surviving crucifixion ever.
No.
But if you did, you'd need some serious medical attention.
Yeah. And when you look at, I mean, he was, there's three multiple ways he was tortured, three of which could have killed him in and of itself.
Right.
The lashes, and then the crucifixion, and then he was stabbed with a spear to ensure that he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, it's not like this is the first time they did a crucifixion. That was a regular thing. Mm-hmm. So it really, in the end, there is so much evidence that there is an actual resurrection. Does it have to, do you take it on faith? Yes, it is something you take on faith. But there's a lot of odd logic that points to, like, this is a legitimate and very real claim. And if that's true, if the resurrection is true, then the things that Jesus claimed is true, including I'm the way, the truth, and life, and no one comes to the Father but by me.
Yeah, and it's even in our own scriptures that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, we are of all people to be pitied. 1 Corinthians 15. So Paul, he makes it clear that our faith rises and falls on that. I love what C.S. Lewis says, reflecting on that thought. He says something along the lines of, Christianity is either of ultimate importance or of no importance.
Yeah.
The only one thing it cannot be of is moderate importance. Jesus either rose from the dead, and therefore he is the Lord of Lords, and the knee must be bent to Jesus, to King Jesus. Or he didn't rise from the dead. And if he didn't rise from the dead, then his teaching, who cares what he taught if he did not rise from the dead? He did not claim just to be a sage. Jesus did teach the way to life. He taught a lot of things, but ultimately Jesus claimed divinity. He claimed he was God. And so to answer the question, what sets Christianity apart from other religions? Why is it more logical? There is no other religion that you can look at a historical event, examine the details surrounding it, and everything ultimately boil down to, did that happen or did it not? And what we certainly believe on faith, but it's not a faith that's blind and a shot in the dark. It's a faith that's grounded in evidence, grounded in reason, grounded in eyewitness testimony that God has dwelt among us in the person of Jesus, and that we can put our confidence in him and be encouraged and have the assurance that you described that God has come to rescue us.
I love that. There you have it. That's our hot take for today. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Justin Chades, you know, you did a good job on this podcast thing. We should have you back sometime.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be here. Yes.
All right. We'll see you next time on the City Rev Life podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to the City Rev Life podcast. Feel free to subscribe and leave a rate and review. We love it when you share with your friends on social media. So don't forget to tag us at cityrev.church. If you're interested in more resources, download our City Rev Church app and follow us on social media. Have a great day.